The work of the Son of God, the creation, advances towards completion. Today there appear living beings in the waters and in the air. Countless varieties of fishes sport in the sea, and the thrilling melody of birds breaks that solemn silence, which hitherto had nothing to disturb it, save the wind rustling amidst the trees. Here again, the visible is the type of the invisible. The waters of baptism are to give birth to other fishes, and from this, our earth, souls, like birds of heaven, are to soar aloft on the wings of contemplation. This shall be when the Creator shall come in human form into the world he is now forming. As our prayer of thanksgiving for this fifth day of creation, let us use the following beautiful one, taken from the Mozarabic Breviary. Capitula. O God, who on the fifth day didst create the fishes of the sea, the figure of them that are regenerated by the sacrament of baptism, and the birds of the air, the figure of the souls of holy men soaring to heavenly things by their dazzling virtues, grant that we may receive from thy resurrection a consolation which may make us invincible, that thus we who have been regenerated by thee to life may, being renewed by thee, rise again to glory. As the liturgy of today speaks to us of Mary Magdalene, we will insert here two of the many sequences composed in her honor during the Middle Ages and sung by our forefathers during the Easter octave. They are exquisite in their simplicity and express a tender devotion towards this favored penitent, whose name is inseparable from the mystery of the resurrection, and who was so dear to our blessed Lord that he chose her to be the first to announce to the apostles and mankind the tidings of his victory over death. First sequence. Christ, now changed from a lamb to a lion, rises with his trophy, the glorious conqueror. By his death he conquered death. By his death he opened heaven's gate. This is the lamb that hung upon the cross and redeemed the whole flock. There was none found to condole with him, save Magdalene, who pined with burning grief. Tell us, O Mary, what sawst thou when looking at the cross of Christ? I saw my Jesus stripped and raised on the cross by the hands of sinners. Tell us, Mary, what sawst thou when looking at the cross of Christ? His head crowned with thorns, his face disfigured with spittle and blows. Tell us, Mary, what sawst thou when looking at the cross? His hands pierced, his side wounded by a spear, and a fount of living water gushing from the wound. Tell us, Mary, what sawst thou when looking at the cross? He commended himself to his Father, he bowed down his head, he gave up the ghost. Tell us, Mary, what didst thou after losing Jesus? I kept close to his weeping mother and returned with her to the house. I prostrated myself on the ground and compassionated both son and mother. Tell us, Mary, what didst thou after losing Jesus? After preparing my ointments and visiting the tomb, I redoubled my tears. Tell us, Mary, what didst thou after losing Jesus? An angel thus spoke to me, "Weep not, Mary, for Christ hath truly risen." Tell us, Mary, what didst thou after losing Jesus? I saw many proofs and signs of the resurrection of the Son of God. Tell us, Mary, what sawst thou on the way? I saw the sepulchre of the living Christ. I saw the glory of him that had risen. I saw the angels that were the witnesses. I saw the winding sheet and the cloths. Christ, my hope, hath risen. He shall go before you into Galilee. It behooves us to believe the single testimony of the truthful Mary, rather than the whole wicked host of the Jews. We know that Christ hath truly risen from the dead. Do thou, O conqueror and king, have mercy upon us. Amen. Second sequence. Early on the Sunday morning, the Son of God, our hope and glory, rose from the dead. He conquered the prince of wickedness and returned from limbo with all the glory of his victory upon him. The first herald of his resurrection was Mary Magdalene. She bore the glad tidings to the disciples, who were sad for the death of Jesus. Blessed the eyes that first beheld the King of Ages, after he had laid death aside. This is she who threw herself at Jesus' feet and had all her sins washed away by his grace. She weeps and prays. Her life proclaims what her heart most loves, Jesus above all else. She knows him before whom she kneels. What she prays for is at once granted, the forgiveness of the sins that weighed her down with fear. O Mary, thou loving mother, thou hast deserved thy name of Star of the Sea because of thy holy deeds. Thou sharest the name with the Mother of Christ, though thy honors are not as hers. She is the Queen of the world. Magdalene is the favored sinner. They gave to the Church her earliest joy. The Blessed Mother was the gate through which salvation came into the world. Magdalene was the messenger of the resurrection and filled the world with joy at its tidings. Hear, O Magdalene, our prayer and praise. Pray to Jesus for the choir that thus sings to thee, and draw down his mercy upon us, that the fount of infinite goodness, who cleansed thee from thy sins, may purify us by his pardon, for we are his and thy servants. Let all creatures say, Amen.